Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Crick Blog podcast. The Borda Gavaskar Trophy is back home where it belongs. It's been a long wait, and I'm very happy about the Borda Gavaskar Trophy, and I'm very happy to do this as well to my co-host, Nash India Fan. You remember Perth Day One? You came out with the signs of the air, and that Charbel Talk Now. Well, yeah, Nash Talk
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
I waited.
Yep. I was expecting that.
You went off nice and early on day one of the series, but I've waited to the end when the result is confirmed. And Australia won 3-1. We'll talk about the final day and as well as the series as a whole. It's been one hell of a roller coaster, I feel, of emotions. Nash, sum up your thoughts. Where did it go wrong for India? Not only in this test as well, but for the whole series.
I don't think we have enough time, but
I've got all
let's
the time in the
start
world,
with
mate.
the. Let's start with the captaincy. Let's start with the team management. You Gautam Gambhir in the pre-match press conference said, we'll wait to sort of decide on the playing 11 before, before we look at the pitch. And then they looked at the pitch and then they picked two spinners. So they went one bowler, one fast bowler short on that pitch, which was detrimental to sort of the final 2 days, second and third day, where you really needed someone to, especially with Bumrah gone, you needed someone to back up Siraj and Prasidh Krishna, which, at the moment, Nitish Kumar Reddy is not the man equipped to do that. He might be in the future, but at the moment, just in his fifth test, he doesn't really have the goods to sort of play that third seamer role. And then, going on to the captaincy in the second, third, and fourth test, it was absolutely pathetic, like we have discussed already. Bowling changes were not good. The entire sort of the leadership attitude from Rohit Sharma in general towards the match, towards his bowling department, towards anything, like especially looking at the field, looking on the field, the energy was dead. That there was no noise coming. You're taught when you start playing cricket, you have to be up and about all the time. I get it, they're playing international cricket, so they don't want to waste their energy, but at least when there's a wicket, when there are things happening, field settings, you're leaving just one slip in for number 10 and 11 at MCG. That was from 91 to 6, 91 for 6. They went on to score another 85 or 90, I think, and that was absolutely poor. It was the more I say, the more I use curse words or whatever I say, it's not going to be enough, because
hang on, all I've been reading the last couple of days is he's a great leader and selfless.
Oh, come on! I mean, yesterday cricket Twitter. I don't know if you saw what was happening, but Indian side of cricket Twitter was absolutely going off.
It was. I did say that.
I'll give you a bit of context if you don't know what's happening. So, we have spoken about Rohit Sharma's PR and marketing and selfless intent, kind of, and whatnot. So yesterday, what happened was, firstly, he came to do an interview at lunch, which was very weird, which was just not on. I get it. It might be an obligation from the broadcasters, which are star, that they may have pressurized Rohit. He might not even have want to do, but nonetheless, he still came. Then the way he spoke in the interview was absolutely pathetic. It doesn't reflect, the thoughts of someone who is a leader of his cricket team, a nation's cricket team, a captain of a nation's cricket team. He doesn't speak like that. He doesn't portray himself like that. After that, that's where things started going downhill for Rohit Sharma and his PR team. For some reason, the couple of Bollywood celebrities came out and randomly gave, posted something on Twitter. One of the actresses, Vidya, she's a renowned actress, lovely actress, but she, out of nowhere, like a selfless leader and this sort of tweet. And it was absolutely bizarre because it was not on. And people went back, because internet keeps receipts. People went back and went through Vidya's Twitter account, and that was the first tweet on cricket. Like in the
Terrific.
last years, we have won a World T20 World Cup. We have won, two Ford Gavaskar trophies.
Rohit's won 5 IPL titles and
Exactly. Rohit had a brilliant 2019 World Cup. Everything, so much has happened. We had a brilliant 2023 World Cup as well campaign. So, but none of that mattered when the PR team was working overtime. And then there was another actor, Farhan Akhtar, who is a good actor and singer as well. He posted a long post on Instagram, and then that was sort of really, that came first, and then came Vidya's tweet, and that sort of spiraled into what happened after that, because everyone was changing names of their Twitter handles to, Winston Churchill is tweeting about Rohit Sharma, and Albert Einstein is tweeting, and it
I
just
saw
went downhill.
Queen Elizabeth and
Oh, it just went absolutely downhill. And that's the if anyone still had doubts about the PR machine, this should sort of nullify, this should confirm that there is a big PR machinery going behind the scenes for Rohit Sharma in particular. Because if you don't know, Rohit's manager is his wife, Ritika. She manages him. She is the co-owner of a managing firm, athlete management firm, Cornerstone, whose owner Bunty was Virat Kohli's manager until like a couple of years ago. But the thing is, Vidya's manager is Cornerstone as well. So they tied up with a movie producer last year to launch sort of a management firm for Bollywood celebs, and that firm manages Vidya as well and Farhan as well. So it's don't make it so obvious. I mean, they are going full in, like they are diving head
Selfless.
in. I mean, it's absolutely mind-boggling. Like you are a good cricketer. Like I understand you haven't performed in tests in a while, but you are not you the sort of the position in the national team isn't just handed to you. You are a good cricketer. I like Rohit Sharma as a batter. He's a good batter, but this entire PR thing and this entire selfless intent has just tainted his whatever career he had. Like this is what he will be known for. That's my thinking. This is what he will be known for. And the entire five ODI World Cup hundreds in 2019, the 2023 campaign will come later. This is what he'll be known for. This is the first thing people will point out. And that's really that's really shameful, to be honest. He hasn't captained India well. He hasn't batted well. He gives these interviews where he behaves like he doesn't care for anything or doesn't care for anyone, and then he it's absolutely pathetic. It's been disgusting couple of days on social media. People are enjoying India's downfall, and everyone's piling on, but everyone's time comes.
Happy
Everyone's time
days for
comes.
us. Long may it continue.
Yep.
I like to call it, absolute cinema is the two words I see a lot on social
Well,
media. This is
after it's
absolute
been a
cinema
it's
for
been
me.
It's been good 10 years for us, so yeah.
It's been good for you guys there in the Border Gavaskar Trophy side of things. Really happy Australia got it back. So, but speaking about today, we'll talk about today more from an Australian perspective before we go into a little bit more about India as well and Australia's approach going forward. But today, sort of started in the year, we're 6 for 141, lead of 145. I was at the ground today, great atmosphere, great turnout. Just even watching it, lots of up and down bounce early for Bolan and for Cummins. And Scott Bolan on a pitch like this guy. It's quite remarkable. It may be a bit of a disgrace and a bit of an injustice that he's played just 13 tests, 50
But
plus
that's the
wickets at
thing.
18.
Let me ask you this, though. As an Australian, do you see him in Sri Lanka?
I was talking to my brother about that today. You're probably going to play one specialist fast bowler, Max, in Gaul. Does he play there? I don't know.
I mean, does he play anywhere outside of Australia,
Listen,
South Africa,
look,
and England.
it depends on conditions. And he could play in West Indies in the middle of the year, if conditions suit. Because if there's any little bit of movement he can find and there's up and down bounce, he's the perfect bowler to exploit. It's so accurate and relentless, and 10 wicket haul in this game and deserved player of the match, man of the match. So thrilled for him because he's been out of the limelight, sort of stuck behind these three quick bowlers who've done very well for Australia, of course. And now he's got his opportunity. And that was the thing, that was a lot of the narrative, when Josh Hazlewood got injured, that Australia don't lose much. This Scott
I
Boland
told
comes
you
in.
that. I told you that already.
And I was excited about by that as well, with Boland coming in as Hazlewood's replacement, to have that magnificent option coming in. And a massive shout out as well for Beau Webster. What a brilliant debut. I think I saw today he scored more runs in this test than Mitch Marsh did in the series. That's extraordinary. And kudos to the selectors for making the move that they had to make. I did say this after the first test, when Mitch Marsh was bowling under 120s and really struggling to bowl, pulled up really sore. But you're going to need that bowling option coming in. And I thought Webster with the bat, that half century in the first innings on a very difficult surface, and I'll touch on the surface in a sec, brilliant. And I thought today as well, outstanding. And Usman Khawaja, I just look very happy to not be facing Bumrah in that second innings. Aussie
Absolutely.
striking at 90 plus.
Absolutely. I
What a
mean,
sight.
and that's where I think that's where India really lost the game, because, well, actually, two moments where India lost. One was two moments where India lost the SCG test. One was in MCG, and one was today. Today's moment was India's lower order again. You can't bank much on them, but they were not able to take the lead past 200. That was
What I
I
will
was
say
hoping.
though, I was surprised by Washington Sundar's approach. I thought he might go after a little bit more, given that.
Exactly, and that's what was needed. That's what I was coming to is, you're not going to survive on this pitch just by, nudging the ball around or looking for
Tough
singles. You
surface.
have to go for it, like Rishabh Pandit. And what an innings from Rishabh Pandit. I think it was at one time it looked like he was taking the game away from Australia. And that's the beauty, that's the beauty of Border Gavaskar Trophy, is there's been such a long history. There's been so many great moments that, you got the follow on in 2001, and ever since everyone's scared to for and pose the follow on. And you got Rishabh Pant in 2021. You got Virat Kohli in
Mate,
Adelaide
yeah, I
2014.
mean, yeah, I was pessimistic on Twitter at times, especially when we lost 2 wickets to Nitish Kumar Reddy on day two. And I thought, oh, we haven't taken a little lead here. Would have been very handy to do so, because batting last won't be easy. And then Pant goes off on his does his thing yesterday. And that's why we were laughing as Australians before the test, of the reports that Rishabh Pant could be dropped. You'd be absolutely mad to drop this guy who could take the game away from you. And he threatened to do that yesterday,
Absolutely.
but just lacked some support.
If I'll tell you this, the entire like a lot of the problems happening in Indian cricket won't happen if there's a certain faction of journalists who wouldn't exist. Everyone would be so much happier if that happens.
Harmony.
But the second moment that I mentioned earlier about MCG, what happened in MCG with Jasprit Bumrah is what actually, translated into us losing this game, because Bumrah, he wasn't there for good part of yesterday and today.
Course.
And with him gone, 169 was never going to be that much defendable. With Bumrah, even let's say as an Australian fan, even if Bumrah was there, you would be a bit skeptical, saying, or maybe not until
Oh, of
it's over.
course. Bumrah
And
not being
that's
there.
the.
Bumrah not being there does make obviously a huge difference.
Yes.
But I still expected better from Siraj and Krishna with the new ball. I thought the new ball bowling was shocking today. You've got to throw everything you have from that new ball period. Get a couple of early, because at lunch, it's 91 to win with 7 wickets in hand. Obviously, look, Australia in the box seat there. But you nip out a couple after lunch, and it's nervous times, because it's a pitch that wickets can fall quickly on. And I thought India just bowled both sides of the wicket with the new ball. The extras wides and byes, and yeah, it just allowed Constis and Khawaja in Australia to get off to a real flying start and get a head start in a small run chase. Yeah, that surprised me. I thought the bowling was quite poor, and maybe Siraj, was quite tired. He's had a very big workload as well.
Yes,
I think
yeah, and
ultimately it comes down to India, the defensive mindset, particularly by
absolutely.
Gautam Gambhir as coach. We've spoken about that as coach, and people have maybe had a little bit of a go at us for, particularly yourself, for your viewpoint from the last test about Gambhir as coach. But he's spoken in the press before about the need for bowlers in your Test 11, and yet you
He
pick two
doesn't follow through.
spinners, you pick two spinners who can bat on a green top, but you're really short in your bowling, and you've overworked two of your bowlers, and one of them's gone down injured, and your depth has really suffered as a result. So.
Absolutely. He doesn't follow through on his statements, what he says in
So
the
that's what
press
we talk
conference.
about on this podcast, right? We talk with as
Exactly.
it
I,
is.
exactly.
We back it up with our thoughts and why we say these things.
Yep. And look,
Yeah.
that's why he has said multiple times, and he portrays himself as this big patriot in press conferences, taking a bullet for the country and all of that sort. Just make a good selection. That's exactly what we need. That's literally what we are asking for. Just make a good selection. Just make a team which will take 20 wickets. That's the important bit.
That's the
You know,
key.
you got Shastri and Kohli a few years ago, who right from the get-go, right from Kohli took the reins from MS Dhoni 10 years ago, he was like, my first aim is to take 20 wickets. That's what's going to win
You
us test
typically get
matches.
the
And
five
he
bowler
followed through.
strategy, right? Five bowler
Exactly. And he
strategy
followed
in that
through.
regime.
Absolutely. He followed through. Five bowlers, whether it's subcontinent, whether it's overseas, he always played with four fast bowlers when it's Australia or England. You know, you had Ishant Sharma, you had Shami, you had Bumrah later on, you had Bhuvnesher
Umesh
Kumar, you had
Yadav.
Umesh Yadav. Those were all the people he was rotating and chopping and changing around. But this you need 20, you need 20 wickets. If you don't get 20 wickets, you can forget about winning a test match.
And then there was the argument, the last test, right, that Nitish Kumar Reddy and Washington Sundar got India back into the contest as such. Fine, with their batting, I mean, but you still gave away 474 in the first innings.
Exactly.
So you're playing from
Exactly.
behind because of the bowling, the lack of depth in the bowling attack.
No doubt.
And then you fight back in the second innings, but you're still behind. Then Australia get a few good partnerships at the end, and then you're basically out of the game chasing 340 in less than a day, and you
Yep,
lose.
no
So
doubt. No doubt.
you have that batting depth, but yeah, you're right. You need to have the bowling depth as well, especially when you've overworked Siraj and Bumrah, particularly Bumrah in this series, and he goes down
And
and
especially
he's
if you
without
don't have
curtains.
Shami, I think ha not having Shami really hurt India.
Yeah.
I'm stating the obvious, but it really hampered Bumrah as well, because we've seen Australian players talk a lot about Shami as well in their interviews before the series. They spoke, we talk a lot about Bumrah, obviously, but Australian players really went on about the danger man that is Shami, because of his seam movement, because of his swing, because of seam positions.
He would have been tough to handle in these conditions. So, I mean, imagine him
He
on
would have
this
been
NCT
brilliant.
pitch. He would have been tough. But I expect India, with the resource and the talent pool that you guys have, to still put together some good bowling attacks, even when you've got a couple of guys out.
Yep. Absolutely.
That's probably
Absolutely.
what could
The
disappoint India.
difficult thing is the experience. Because Shami and Bumrah and Siraj now have played for so long, it hasn't been, and I'm not making excuses, but it hasn't been really possible to give anyone else a really g longer leash, a longer go at times. And that's why you see Akash Deep, Prasidh Krishna, or Mukesh Kumar getting tests here and there. But I think the way Akash Deep has gone in this series, he's really looked better than, second to Bumrah. So I think he should be playing second fiddle to Bumrah in the next future series for a bit, unless Shami comes back. Siraj, I'll just say about Siraj is, yes, he hasn't been his best. He at times, not at times, mostly he's a bit emotional. Doesn't think too much about his bowling, or rather thinks too much, overthinks. But whatever happens, whatever the situation, whether the team is opposition are 600 for one, whether the opposition are 5 for 3, whether it's the 150th over, whether it's the 120th over, he can bank on Mohammad Siraj running in
Yeah,
at
give
the
his
same
all.
pace, at the same, same energy, bowling at the same pace. Because I've grown up seeing bowlers from India, start with a lot of steam and then run out of steam by the 75th over, 80th over. Yuvraj is not that kind. He's a proper workhorse. Someone needs to be in his ear all the time to make sure he's bowling the right line and length. If he gets that right, he's going to be one of the greats. I'll tell you this. If he gets his consistency right, accuracy right, he has the potential to be one of the greats for India.
Yeah, I think so. Look, he's got the ability to shape the ball, nip the ball around, but you're right. I mean, that new ball today, and I can understand he was on the tired side, but even in the Adelaide Test, the Gabba Test, first innings of Melbourne, bit all over the place at times. I thought his effort was great all series, but execution wasn't the best. So it's a big learning curve for him. From
Coming
an Australia,
to Australia, Shabel, three quick positives and a couple of two negatives which you would like to be addressed, answered before you go to Sri Lanka or before the World Test Championship final.
Positives. Bo Webster's debut, massive positive. That was outstanding. I mean, I've spoken about this guy and I wanted him in the team earlier in the series, and I'm so happy he got an opportunity and really technically correct with the bat. And we've seen that in the Shield over a number of years now, that you don't average 50 plus playing a lot in Hobart if you're not a good player. And he offered a lot with the ball and he was excellent in the field. So that's a big positive. And I think a big positive there as well is, of course, bowling and the bowling attack. And I think, heading into Sri Lanka as well, we've got some good spin options going there too. Your Todd Murphys and your Matt Cunnimans and these sort of things. How the team is shapes up for Sri Lanka is going to be interesting, and we'll talk about that as the series comes closer. Who opens? Does Usman Khawaja go? I don't, we'll see. We'll see what the team thinks of about that. Another positive is Pat Cummins. Look, I've been, somewhat critical at times of the defensive and maybe conservative side of the captaincy, but there's no doubting his ability as a leader, the ability as a to bring the group together, even in challenging circumstances, and get the best out of the group. He's been absolutely fantastic in that regard.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think tactically in this test, quite good with his field placements
Look, I
and
think
bowling changes, but I think as a leader, excellent.
just on that quickly, I think I tweeted the other day about Pat Cummins, great bowler, great leader, a poor tactical captain. And I'll
I
maintain
wouldn't
my
say
stance.
poor. I wouldn't say poor. Maybe there is some room for improvement. Can go on the defensive very quickly. Look, there was
Challenge
one
you on this
today.
because
Jadeja played a cut shot in the first over or third over of the day or something, and it was a great shot for four. And he immediately put Nathan Lyon back at deep point, and then he bowled two ripping deliveries and caught the edge 2 balls later. I'm like, you don't have to put the deep point out straight away. Like, you can
But
just bowl tight.
the thing is, I'll ask you this from an Australian point of view. Yes, this series was was pure cinema. It was great from both as all aspects. But I don't think Pat Cummins was really tactically challenged from India in this particular series, like he has been, like the previous captains have been in this series. In the BGT, like 2021, like 2018, even 2014, the Adelaide Test, after Dhoni retired, the Pat Cummins doesn't. I don't feel he was tactically challenged by India. At times, yes, especially when last MCG, Nitish Kumar Reddy and Sundar were going really great in that partnership. Obviously, after Perth, you have to come back, but that's where I attribute him as a great leader. To bring the troops together, but from a tactical point of view, there have been mistakes made, and I think sooner rather than later it will catch up to him.
We say that, but he's been in the role 3 years, and the level of success that he's achieved as captain, leading this team in the
God's
ODI
favorite
format
child. God's
and in the
favorite
test
child.
format.
God's favorite child.
Oh, well. I mean, you can't just say it's all luck. I mean, there's a method to the madness as well.
I'm just joking.
And I understand, look, because He focuses a lot. I know he's a very relaxed sort of character, but I know that he and the team management really focus on a lot of data and look at the data and see how we can get certain players out. And I would say yesterday when Rishabh Pant's going, that's a you're tactically challenged at that point. I mean, Rishabh Pant's striking at 184, and he could take the game away from you, but he gets the wicket, and he just opens the game up for us again.
But that's the thing. That's what I mean. The only I'm not saying tactically challenged in a few moments. Like I'm saying for longer periods of time, like it happened in Perth's second innings. You know that was the real tactical challenge as to what the team has to do from a tactical point of view. How do you get Yashasvi Jaiswal, get Rahul Virat Kohli out in that moment for a longer period of time?
To be fair, they came back
He's
and got him out
a great leader.
regularly
I'm not saying he's not
the
a
rest of
great
the
leader,
series. I
but
know what you're saying in that moment. Yeah, sure. And I think he was flat and everyone was flat in that test. I think he was underdone. But he came back in the rest of the series and I thought they honed in. I couldn't count many bad balls. I think they were very relentless. And it comes from a good leader when you can drive that sort of standard play from in front and ensure the team stays, foot on the throat for as long as possible. I think he's done a good job. I mean, yeah, as I said, yeah, sometimes you can go on the defensive maybe a bit too quickly, but there's method to the madness, I feel, and the results are there for everyone to see. Aboard a Gavaskar Trophy now. He's won an Ashes series, he retained one, won a World Cup. We've got every other bilateral trophy there is. We're missing a Champions Trophy, a T20 World Cup. By 2026, we could have the Champions Trophy and the T20 World Cup, and the cricketing world might explode by that point. That'd be nice. And with the Ashes as well.
I mean, if you win
I
the
will say
T20 World
this.
Cup in India, that would be
Oh,
the end of cricket,
that
to
would
be
be
honest.
bloody magnificent. But there's no Rohit Sharma in the opposition, and Travis Head likes Rohit Sharma opposition. But what I will say is, I know when Australia are winning, when the cheating and the sandpaper talk comes out, I don't see that when we're losing. The Border
But the
Gavaskar
thing
Trophy
is,
4 years
I saw
ago,
your
I didn't see
tweet.
any sandpaper talk. It's
I
all
saw
come
your
out of the
tweet.
woodwork now.
Yeah, I saw your tweet about Virat Kohli. And it was look, it's I've seen a different
It's
side of
true.
Virat Kohli.
You
I've
know
seen
it's
a
true
different
what I'm
side of
saying.
I'm not saying I'm not denying that. What I wanted to point out is I've seen this different side of Virat Kohli where in the first couple of tests, he was a bit on the mellow side, like he has been for the last few years. But then in the last couple of tests, he has really he has been worked up. He's getting into the face of the Aussies. But again, one thing I'll point out, and I'll speak this about both sides, is when you've been called a wanker for five tests, I mean, it gets to you, doesn't it?
Was
It
he
will
called a
get to
wanker
you.
the first three tests?
He was.
I
I mean,
think he
I've
thinks.
had.
Look, I'll have to look back, but I think things
I've
really
had
blew up.
friends go. I've had friends go to the test and to the Adelaide test and they've given me the reports, but
Okay.
it will take. I'm not giving excuses, but what I'm also saying is, from an Indian point of view, the entire like I'm glad the test series is done because, like I said to you, from an Indian point of view, the wild, disgusting fan bases, at least for a few days are done. And then from the Australian side, the what they think are jokes, but it's just disgusting stuff from the newspapers, racist stuff, which gives rise to racist stuff. Because I don't know if you saw, but they were Aussies in Sydney chanting, "Where's your visa?" to
That was
the
in Melbourne, I
Indian.
think. Yep.
Yeah, that was in Melbourne, I think. But that's just
No, look, we don't
disgusting.
like that, and nor do we like wishing Phil Hughes on Sam Constance as
Yeah,
well.
exactly. Like I
So, look,
said,
the whole thing has been shocking, right? But
and again,
yeah.
like, sorry, on Virat Kohli, what I wanted to point out is,
So, I was going to ask you
I
about
sort of,
Virat Kohli. Where to from now for him as a batsman? Because yes,
first,
the biggest contributions from him since Perth has been everything else except batting, right? But that's not what India need from him. Yes, that side of him that benefited from that over the years, but he's just getting out the same way 8 times on the off stump. Where to now for Virat?
Look, I said at the start of the
Should
series
India
is
drop him?
if he doesn't score, there needs to be a conversation that's happening around him. And look, we like Rohit Sharma, like I said about Rohit Sharma, he doesn't deserve a play. Firstly, Rohit Sharma doesn't have a test career.
I understand
He
about
has a
Rohit.
test
I
peak.
understand about
I'm
Rohit.
coming to Virat Kohli. What I'm saying about Virat Kohli is the selectors, the team management, Gautam Gambhir and Virat Kohli need to have an honest conversation about what's happening in the future. From my side, personally, I think this should be the right time to call to retire
Can you believe the
for
average has
me
dropped under 47
personally.
now?
I mean, look, there's no arguing he is a legend of the game. There's no arguing that. The downfall in the last 4 years has been shocking to all. Like, not to just to Indians, but to everyone across the world. It's arrogance, it's ego from his side to get out the same way again and again. We can sit here and talk about technique and everything, but
It's
you know, you can
extraordinary.
chop and change. We have seen visuals on television. His technique keeps changing, but he gets out the same way. So it is a mental thing for him. Now, what will happen though? What I think will happen is England would be the last place, like sort of the last series that he plays. Personally, what I think that will happen, or we might see a shocking, shocking post from Virat Kohli on a white background with black ink, coming soon on Twitter and Instagram. But I'm just not ready for that, to be honest. As a fan, as a cricket fan, as a Kohli fan, I'm just not ready for that, because I think it will be a sad. The drop has been like almost Ponting-esque. You
Oh,
know, although Ponting went from like 59 to 50 by the end of his career. He has
53, I
gone
think,
from
finished. 52.
he's gone from 55 to 47. So, you know, it's sad, it's disappointing, and it's going to be really disheartening to see him retire whenever he does. Right now, after this series, after the debrief, everything happens, it'll be a good time for the team management to sit down with him and have a chat. But again, Champions Trophy on the horizon, one day format, 35 one days in the next 2 years for Virat Kohli. We
Did see
move,
some
we
interesting
move.
analysis on Twitter in recent times that when India play a lot of ODI cricket, Virat Kohli's test form is very good. And then when there's not a
Yes.
lot of ODI, I don't know if it's that now though, because it's just everything's the same. 8 times in the same spot.
Yep.
Look, for all is done and for all the banter on the field and everything that's gone on in this series regarding him, I think a lot of Australians do respect him as a player and what he's achieved. They do know he's a good player and he's been outstanding in Test cricket for a long time. But how much longer do you keep going? And how will people remember you in the end in red ball cricket? A lot of people will still remember him fondly, but they'll be disappointed with the finish. And the point is, do India go and drop him now? Because then try someone new for England, or do they try to go for Kohli one more time?
Yep.
I
Look,
don't
I
know.
think there's a whole different conversation that needs to happen about how team selections are happening. Because if India were to drop Virat Kohli for Australia series, how are Cricket Australia marketing the series at all? I'm not, you know, this is not a joke on Cricket Australia. This is not a dig at Cricket Australia or anything. But I have been in this country, in Australia, for 10 years now. I have seen how cricket is marketed. I've worked in cricket a lot of, you know, most of that time. I've seen how it's marketed, promoted. It's there's no hiding that Australian media loves Virat Kohli
Oh,
when it
they feed
comes to
off him, the
marketing the
media, for
sport.
sure.
Exactly.
They feed off him.
And that's where the conversation was happening, and maybe it was being influenced, or I don't know, but Australian media has been obsessed with Virat Kohli for the good amount of his career,
They
and
have.
rightly so. He has done the goods. He, like, he
Look,
has
he's a big
performed.
name,
He's
right? He's a big
yeah.
personality. He's a big name. He gets clicks.
Yeah.
But I believe that, look, in the future, the Border Gavaskar Trophy was very marketable before Virat Kohli came around, and it will be
Yep.
afterwards. It's a massive
Yep.
series.
Now it'll be Bumrah, so but
Oh man, geez, Bumrah.
yeah.
I mean, very much a deserved man of the
I
series
mean,
for
we haven't
him.
even spoken about him, but
Look,
what a legend.
I tweeted today the best performance by an overseas fast bowler in a test series in Australia in my lifetime that I've seen. The likes of Curtly Ambrose and all that happened when I was either before I was born or very young. But no, nothing like what Bumrah has done in this series from overseas fast bowler
Surprisingly,
to come
Scott
in.
Boland's average is lesser than Bumrah now.
In their career. Oh wow,
career
yeah.
average.
That it's just incredible what Boland has done. But Bumrah to be doing over 200 wickets and to have those numbers, it's freakish stuff. And yeah, if he was there today, who knows what could have happened. But that was the risk India ran, running him into the ground and then picking two spinners in Sydney. You run that risk and it's backfired. You asked me before we finish here, just the couple of negatives around Australia. I was disappointed the most with Marnus's shot today. I know there was a lot of talk about Constance's shot, but Marnus giving catching practice to the gully again when you had a chance to really fill your boots and get some runs
Is
under your
there
belt again.
an ultimatum to be given to Manus?
Yeah, maybe not yet. Quite soon, perhaps. Because yeah, you've got to get your act together and score consistently. He'll get Sri Lanka, he'll get the World Test Championship final, he'll get the West Indies. If he has a very bad year ahead, we've got to have conversations about the Ashes. But if he has a good year, comes into the Ashes in good form, he can be an asset for us. That shot at gully, it's tough-hearted stuff. It's
It was
catching
just a
practice.
practice. It was practice.
It really is catching practice. You saw Dreiswal drop three in Melbourne. Here you go, mate. Have another one. Let's see if you can catch this. Like, just yeah, you've got to be really, really, committed to the shot, because there's too much risk in something like that. And on to Constance. I've seen, people praising him for his approach in this test match, getting Australia off to quick starts. Here's the risk. I don't want cute 20s and 30s from an Australian opener in test cricket. The cute 20s and the 30s, they don't win you games all too often. We need Constance to have that hunger to go on and get big runs. And I understand this series, you want to try take on the bowling and get the better of India. And I understand the viewpoint that if you praise his attacking stroke play, don't criticize him when he gets out to it. But, can Constance reach his potential getting cute 20s and 30s? No,
Especially gone in the
he's got potential to
ashes.
score big. He's got potential to score big, this kid. He's a fantastic player. He's got all the talent in the world. We want to see the best out of him. And I know that will be nurtured out of him. He's got a good leadership group around him. So it'd be very interesting to see if I think he'll be there in Sri Lanka, how he approaches World Test Championship
Fair
final, if
enough.
he's there, West Indies. But just as a risk, don't be satisfied with 20s. Don't be satisfied with 30s. Great players go and do the big, big scores. And I think having Steve Smith there with him will just drive that mentality in him, I'm sure. And oh man, speaking of Steve Smith, we all had our phones out in the at the SCG. I had my phone out. I don't usually have my phone out at events, and I like to enjoy it, but I had my phone out ready for the 10,000th run. Oh my gosh. And then,
That was funny.
oh, he had the
But yeah, Sri
chance
Lanka's the place.
to the chance to bring it up in front of 40 plus thousand at his home ground. It would have been amazing. Oh, it would have been fantastic. But he finishes on 9,999, and he'll bring it up in Gaul. Instead of 45,000, it could be 45.
Imagine if he gets four ducks in Sri Lanka in four innings. So that would be the funniest shit I've ever seen. But
That's the way.
anyway,
Oh, don't tell me that.
a great Border Gavaskar Trophy. 3-1
Oh,
to Australia.
we're
Congratulations
home.
to Australia.
We've got it.
All our predictions were almost right. Jasprit Bumrah, what an absolute legend. Rohit Sharma, please retire. Virat
Well,
Kohli,
I'll give
please
kudos to
think about
you
retirement.
because your predictions were very good. You had Jaiswal and Travis Head as the leading run scorers for either team. I had Travis Head and Rishabh Pant, but we both had 3-1. So I think it turned out well for us in the end there,
All right.
particularly me.
Thank you so much. Thank you to all
Thanks,
the
everyone.
listeners. Thank you, Shabel. We'll do this again. Champions Trophy. We are coming. We move 35 ODIs. Thank you so much.
Yes. Thanks,
See ya.
everyone. See ya.
Bye.